Want to remind everybody about the 9.9 Mercury giveaway. Don't forget, fishingcanada.com. Go check it out. Enter every 24 hours. Somebody's going to win. April 15th. That's a few days away from now. On past programs, we've talked about the environmental issues with plastics. We talked about it at the beginning of this program. And the question was, where does it end up? Yes, we do our part. You know, we're proud to have that little blue box out front of the house, and you fill it with all the bottles and all the plastic products that you use throughout the week. But where does it end up? Would it shock you to know that 90% of those products in that blue bin never get recycled? That's the one that's, to me, a real head-scratcher. Most of it ends up being shipped to China, as a matter of fact. But there are companies who are doing their part. One of them is called Regen Global Solutions in Manitoba. And joining us now is Michelle Gowder from that company to tell us what they're doing. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Good. Sorry to keep you waiting there. I get a little long-winded sometimes, as you probably have already noticed, right?
Oh, no, it sounded exciting. I'm thinking about taking a trip.
Yeah, I mean, that's great that you can go, you know, a place where they can completely set you up and match the trip up to your skill levels and experience levels. That's fantastic. I want to ask you a million questions, okay, about, because this is fascinating for me. Before I do, though, I have to ask you to be patient one more time, if you could, Michelle, because I do have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about this wonderful company out of Manitoba called Regen that's doing its part to save our planet, certainly from plastics, and putting it to good use. So if you could sit tight for just a moment, we will be right back. Don't you dare go away.
Good morning. This is Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. And when I'm not at the dump, I am listening to ODJ Radio every Saturday morning.
Welcome back to the program. That's interesting. All right. welcome back to the show, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. The Phantom, Angelo Biola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis at your beck and call. Taking you and shepherding you through the outdoors this wonderful weekend. On the line with us, Michelle Gowder is the with Regen Global Solutions in Manitoba, and they're a leading Canadian company with new technology and applications for reusing plastic waste. Yes, all those bottles and other plastic components that we throw into that blue bin every weekend and put it out on the curb, thinking that if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, we've done our job, we put it in the box, now it's going to be reused, reclaimed, safely consumed in other areas, but nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, up to 90% of that stuff never gets processed at all. And a wonderful Canadian company called Regen has some solutions for us. So, Michelle, tell us exactly what you guys do with this product, with this plastic.
So what we do is we work with companies, and we work with multi-material stewardships, which are the programs that do the door-to-door collections and the MRFs. And we talk to them about what they're sending to landfill from a plastic perspective. And then we talk about how they can divert that to our organization. And then we take those, and we process them down and create a polymass, which is the substance that we make when we take these plastics. And we actually also take diverted wood, fibrous types of material as well. So particle board, chipboard, trees, lumber from construction, that kind of stuff that ends up in landfill. We take both of those, we combine them, and we create this polymass. And from that polymass, we move it through our special patented process, and we create this composite product, which is, we jokingly say it's like if cement and wood had a baby, this is what we've created. So we create a block, and from that block we can cut it down and create materials from it. We can also press it into a mold and create, one of our products is a cinder block, our synthetic cinder block, which wow, has many of the same properties as cinder blocks, but is far superior in many ways as well.
And how long does this stuff last?
Well, the beauty of it is what it's made out of, and plastic has a lifespan that is probably about 150 years. So we've had some of our products tested where we've just set it in water for 2 years, and it has had absolutely no degradation or change in its consistency. And so one of the other things is we've had it tested in some of the other applications that we have, and it will last probably about 100 years is what they're telling us. So we estimate that the product that we create can last long past the original a wood product that it might be replacing. But the beauty of what we do is we can actually take that product back, recycle it through our process again, and create new product from it.
Wow. That sounds like a win-win for everybody, of course, unless you're in the lumber industry. It doesn't sound that great, but certainly for the rest of us, it sounds fantastic. I mean, if we could eventually build homes from it, what a great... Okay, that's also assuming that we have humongous volumes of this product, discarded plastic. Obviously, at some point, if this were to really catch on and we started consuming it in those kind of quantities, obviously the supply would soon run out. So that's kind of a catch-22, right?
I love that you asked that question because we get asked that question all the time. And the beauty of this is that if we got to the situation where there was no plastic left for us to use, don't you think we'd be in a beautiful place?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Wouldn't that be wonderful? How old is the company?
We have no fear of that.
How long have you been around?
So we've been working on the technology. Well, we've been working on the technology for about 20 years. And the company has started off working in the sort of research and development side of things where we were really strongly focused on creating a cinder block replacement. And about a year ago, we were approached by the pallet industry to come up with a product that would help them to be able to overcome some of the challenges that they're facing within their industry.
Yep.
And that propelled us from more of R&D into an actual retail or a manufacturing company. And so we scaled up based on working with that particular industry. And from there, we sort of snowballed into working with other industries to help them find solutions to the troubles that they're having within their industry getting the supply. So I know you said the wood industry would find it, that we might be sort of a competition, where in actual fact, we are not. We actually are helping to support them through some of their challenges with some of the supply that they're bringing out into the market, because the price of wood is continuously rising due to some of the facts that it is actually, in some places and for some products, the supply is limited. So we're working hand-in-hand with industries to create better solutions, better access material.
So are there any limitations to the type of plastic that you can put through this process? In other words, what I'm saying is this the solution to our 80 or 90% of the plastics that are making their way into landfills and of course, some of them back into the environment, such as oceans, rivers, and lakes?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest challenges we're faced with plastic collection is that the biggest plastic or the biggest group of plastics that are processed through are the ones in the twos. And those can be taken back into their original form, melted down, and then they create two different types of streams. So there's either an extrusion method, which you can see your composite decking is made out of extrusion, and then the second methodology is pyrolysis, where they take it back and create a diesel out of it. The challenge with both of those processes is that the product that they need has to be cleaned, and it has to be clear, and it has to be of good quality. So that's why you only see about a 23% usage of those two materials. We've created a process, and we're the only ones that have been able to commingle the different types of plastics. The only thing we don't take is styrofoam. And a styrofoam slowly, we believe, will eventually disappear. It really should. It's a plastic that we can replace with other options, and it doesn't really need to be used. Mm-hmm. And so because we can commingle all of those plastics into creating a mass, we're the only ones that can move more material through so far. And one of our major goals is to be able to set up one of our facilities in every major city, because we want to be close to the waste.
For sure.
We don't want to ship waste across countries. We don't want to ship waste across ocean waste.
Right.
So that we can use that material, create products locally, create jobs locally, use the waste locally, and have an environmentally sound methodology of taking waste away from not only households but industry and putting it into usable products.
Look in your crystal ball for me and tell me where we're going to be and, more importantly, where ReGen is going to be, say, 10 years from now.
Well, hopefully, we've already begun the infiltration into other markets. So we're currently in the process of discussing setting up a plant, not just in Winnipeg, but in Toronto. Hopefully, we will have one there by 2020 to start using the waste within the Ontario markets. Within the next year, we imagine we'll have about four or five other plants set up within the United States and Canada. And we're also in talks with other countries to bring this technology to those countries that are in dire straits when it comes to plastic waste. So that we can bring to them a variety of other methods. Like, so if we bought our cinder block replacement, they could create one of the other things, I just wanted to mention this, is that the biggest challenge with the plastic industry and the things that are made from it when they recycle it, that they are almost always more expensive than the traditional options.
Right.
So they don't get to be purchased in the greatest quantities because of that particular cost association. Our goal is to bring our products to market at the same price or less.
Wow.
So we know that when we sell those products that they're getting a good product, an environmentally sound product, a product that can be recycled at the same cost as what the traditional product that they would have purchased made out of that material. So when we bring those plants to those cities and we start using those materials, we know that the products that they make are going to be purchased so we can keep the cycle going. And as we move forward, we're going to continue to develop new products. We work with companies on a regular basis. They'll come to us and say, listen, we're buying this XYZ product. Can you make it? And so we go into research and development and we go, okay, yeah, we can do that.
Nice.
We're hoping that as we progress, we'll continue to eat up the supply. And that will also cause other entrepreneurial-spirited individuals who are environmentally minded to start looking at how they can also use plastic waste to their as a feedstock for themselves.
Well, it's fascinating, and obviously you've got our interest. We'll keep an eye on you. Folks wanting more information about this wonderful company doing this incredible processing, it's called RegenComposites.com, RegenComposites.com. They're in Oak Bluff, Manitoba right now, but coming to a neighborhood near you soon by the sounds of it. Michelle, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.
And take care. Michelle Gaudar, Regen Global Solutions, Oak Bluff, Manitoba. They've got the answer to our problems.